I want to say for anybody else that joined since I started, Baruch Hashem, Chasdei Hashem, Kilei Samnu, Shechiyanu, Vikimanu, Vigiyanu, that I'm able to come back and give this year, albeit that I'm in a mask, an uncomfortable mask, but one has to do what one has to do. So the Mishnah discussed Yadas. We're going to have three levels here, and that's what I want to talk about before we start. There's a Yad that's not enough of a Yad. A Yad means you spoke and you said things, and it indicates what you mean. Now, some are so off base, meaning they're so not clear, they don't even count as a Yad. So that we're not talking about, that wouldn't work according to anybody. Then in the yadas that do work or might work, there are two levels. One is called a yad mechiach, and one is called a yad she'ena mechiach. A yad mechiach, I might switch to a different mask, it might not be an M95, but it at least doesn't hurt me. A Yad Mechiyach and a Yad She'ena Mechiyach. A Yad She'ena Mechiyach is that it's not clear. It probably means this, but it might mean something else. Now, if you ask people, a majority of people would say it means an eder. You want to, but it's not 100% clear. There is another interpretation. That's how the Rush explains a Yad She'ena Mechiyach. It's not a 50-50. A 50-50 is not a Yad. If it has two equal implications, that's not a yad. So a yad she'ena mechiyach means it's a yad. It probably means neder, but not clearly. There is another interpretation. That's the Rush's chat, and we're learning with the Rush. Yad mechiyach means there is no other interpretation that makes any sense. And that's mechiyach. So the Torah told us, and we learned that before the summer, that yadas by nedarim work. The Torah told it to us. Yadas by nedarim work. So therefore, the question of this sugya is going to be how much of a yad you need, and that the Gemara will work out as we go along. So the Mishnah said six cases. Medanim imcha, mefushanim imcha, mefushanim imcha. Shani aicholach, and shani aicholach means what I eat from you should be answered, because if it means I will eat, he was just that aicholach. The fact that he says Shani Aichulach means what I eat from you. And Shani Tayamlach, that's five cases. So it's Aser. Zok Tishmu, Amr Shmu. Bekula na Chiyayma Shani Aichulach, Shani Tayamlach. Mudani Mimcha, Mubashani Mimcha, Mubashani Mimcha. Doesn't work. Shmu does not explain why. He just says it doesn't work. Unless you say, Mudani Mimcha, Shani Aichulach. Mubashani Mimcha, Shani Aichulach. Mubashani Mimcha, Shani Aichulach. Dr. Rush. The Rush is the first wide line. At least in my print, it's the first wide line. I don't know if all prints are the same. Shani Aichulach, Kalayma Bekainim Yehei Alai, Masha Aichulach. To be Bekainim, what I eat from you. But like a Sina She'eni Aichulach, not that I won't, that would be a Shvuah. That would not be a Neder. She'en Le Neder, Malkam Lachalov. It's Shani. It has to be on an item. Ramesh, if you don't mind, just sit a little bit further away. Thank you. It has to be Shani Aichulach. Bekula Machayim Hashin Aichulach. Bechol Gimel L'Shainas Amurim Bereisha. In the first three L'Shainas that the Mishnah mentions, if Amar Echad Mehem Einik Klum, Achin Yemer Echad Mehem Shani Aichulach HaShani Taimlach. He has to finish the sentence. Mihu Shani Aichulach HaShani Taimlach Hudei Why does it say the first three? So why did the Mishnah mention them if they don't work? If they don't work without Shani Aichul Shani Tayyam. Zog the Gemara Meisvei. We'll ask from a Braisa. Mudrani Mimcha, Mufushani Mimcha, Mufukari Mimcha. If a person says any one of those three Lashainas, what is that?
We could see the Rush better.
Oh, thank you. Right. How is the Aser? No, I can see Baruch Hashem. How is that Aser? It's Aser. Shani Yechel Vach, Shani Tayim Lach, Aser Aser. So it seems to say that Mugani Murushani Murushani works by itself. And you just said it doesn't work by itself. So the Gemara Hachik Zani. Medvar Mamurim by Murushani Yechel Vach, Shani Tayim Lach. It's a Medvar Mamurim. Right, the Gemara is going to be bothered with this answer. First, we're going to try a different question. But the Gemara's answer is, "Medani Memchaz Aser." If you say Shani Yechelach, talk to Rashbam. I'm not the Rashbam. Sorry, the Rash. Mameisir Medani Memchaz Mevushani Memchaz. The Brayse Kaparach. From the Tani Batreisim the Arisa Aser. The Kashya from the two times Aser. That's what bothers the Gemara. That's what tells the Gemara they're different cases. And the Gemara really doesn't answer it, as the Gemara will point it out. There's another brisa, not the same brisa, that says it in a different order. And you can't say there, because everybody agrees works by itself. So why does the brisa turn around the case to teach us that it's not b'medvar mamurim? The fact that the Gemara doesn't say, we learned in the Seifa. Mechlau, the Braisa Achriti. This is a different Braisa. Well, the Hach Braisa was Shaykh Lishliya B'medvar Mamurim. And for this Braisa, you can't say B'medvar Mamurim. Even the 20 Bereshi Shani Echolach says Shani Echolach first. So it takes away the answer B'medvar Mamurim. In fact, that's why the Braisa turns it around. You shouldn't say B'medvar Mamurim. And for the Gemara, no. What's the case? So the Gemara, Katani Haki, Ukvar Amar Mudarni. He already said Mudarni. Dr. Rosh, we're middle. Vedachik Lishnuye, so we say it Dachik Terek. Kvar Amar Mudarni Mimcha. Vashmin had the Mudarni Mimcha Layam Klum. Achyay Mani Yechol. Miu, Mamma Shani Yechol Luchuday Yasser. Frank the Gemara Yachani Resha. What would be the purpose? Why did the Braisa write it differently than the Resha? If it's saying the same halacha, write it the regular way. First tell me the first part, then tell me the second part. Don't tell me the second part first, and then say, oh, you already said the first part. Mishlaim, if it's to teach me not to say b'medvar mamurim, then there's a reason the Braisa wrote it in a different way. But if it means the same thing, why wouldn't the Braisa write it the regular way? Zukter Arash, Yoke Andereshah, Klaimer, Hainu Braisa Kamaisa, Bamai Shani L'Shayna, Milosha Braisa Kamaisa. Why did it change the language from the first Braisa? So it had to say a daichik and answer. Kvar Amar. The Yosrei Roy Lishnais, Medainim Mchatchila. It should have said it the other way. It took Mabraisa Kipshata, Beloshim Ed Mardar Mamura. El Shemami no less of the Shmuel. Must be that we don't agree the Shmuel. O Medainim Mchatchila Luchude Mitzer. Lachashana Bachlena. That's why it's at the end. Kadesh Loy Tuchol of Farsha, Beloshim Ed Mardar Mamura. You shouldn't be able to explain it with a Mardar Mamura. That's the first question. The Yoid, Kivin the Bechol Chodot Lechud HaMitzer, Ein Kepay Daich Echshanam. Right? If you don't hold like Shmuel, so then it makes sense, because I don't care the order. Adarabba. The Yoid, Mishmul Medayim Bechol Asar Fil Lebanda, or you could even say that Medayim Bechol is a bigger Esther, because it doesn't say eating, so it means any kind of pleasure. That's why Shana Bachoy and the Lechid is Shana. Meaning, if you don't hold like Shmuel, then it makes sense why the Brites wrote it in a different order. First of all, to tell me you don't need a medvar mamurim. Second of all, to tell me I don't care which one you say, and that's a good way of saying it. And the third of all, the Rashbam says, it's because it's aser b'hanah. Zok de gemar v'ayit, aser avlo mili l'misni, which was the main question. Why bother saying aser twice if it's one case? Akamaisav abasraisik aparam. This is on both prices. And for the gemara. We're going back, we're saying a different term. El Amr Shmuel, so Shmuel answers it, this is what Shmuel said. So we're changing what Shmuel said. Medani Mimcha works by itself. Mefushani Mimcha works by itself. Merchukani Mimcha works by itself. But it's different than Shani Yoichelach Shani Tayimlach. Shani Yoichelach Shani Tayimlach is one way. Reuven says to Shimon, Medani Mimcha Shani Yoichelach, so Reuven can't eat from Shimon. But if he just says Medani Mimcha, it means I won't have pleasure from you, and my property is banned from you, which means you can't have pleasure from me. So the reason Shmuel says you have to say Shani Eichelach is because that's why it's one way. If it's just Mudarni Mimcha, it would be a two-way. Me, the guy Reuven is saying, me and my properties are banned from you, which means I can't have pleasure from you, and you can't have pleasure from me because my properties are banned from you, which means you can't have pleasure from me. Look, the Gemara, Elohim Eshmu, time is the Shamani Eichelach Shani Taimach, who the Aser Echaveir Mutter. That's why it's one way. But what if you say Medani Mecha by itself? Shneim Asurim. They're both Asur. Zok to Rash. Avu Medani Mecha Luchudei. Shneim Asurim. The Mashma Medani Mecha Melehenislach. I am banning myself from you, from having pleasure to from you. The Gam Hanasi Mudareslach. And you can't have pleasure from me. Shle Tehena Mimeni. You shouldn't have any pleasure from me.
That's Rabbi?
Just 1 second. So we're saying that Medani Mimcha means I and my properties are banned from you, which makes it a two-way street. Yes, Harvey.
Why? How is it that one is permitted to effect a netter upon somebody else? Why should you have that power? Why can't the other person say, this is what I'm can get benefit from is really none of your business. You have no power to forbid me. You have the power to only control what you can control.
That's great. That's a great question, but we have to view it a two different ways. You're right. It means I can't tell somebody you're banned from eating chicken tonight. It's not my, excuse me. You worry about your life, and he worries about his life. And you can't tell him what he's banned from. But you have control over your property, and you can.
Yeah, your own chicken.
What? For my own chicken.
Your own chicken.
Right. So I can say my chicken is banned from you. Now it's my chicken. That's what gives me the power. I can ban somebody else from anybody else's chicken because I have no control. I control myself, and I control my chicken. I have two parts of my control. I control myself, and I control my properties. I can say, my properties are banned from you. It's my property. I have control over that. Now, you're a consequence of my controlling my property because I banned you. Now, what you're bringing up is an interesting point that we will see later in the Masechta, that it is a machloikus rishayim. What if Reuven told Shimon, I ban my chicken from you. I'm banning my chicken from you. So Shimon's not allowed to eat the chicken. And then Shimon eats the chicken. Who violated the law?
That was exactly my next question.
We will discuss this in detail more as we go through the Masechta. Some Rishayim say Shimon does. And other Rishayim say, how can Shimon be over a law when he just didn't do a thing? He kept quiet. He didn't say anything. He's not breaking his word. The Pasuk says, "Vayachol dvaray," don't break your word. Shimon is not breaking any word. He never said anything. So this is a machlokes rishayim that we will discuss later in the Masechta, but that's a very valid point that there's a machlokes rishayim about. But the fact that I can ban him is because it's my chicken. I have a right to use my chicken any way I want, and the way I'm using my chicken is to say it's banned from a certain person.
But the Shani Eichelach just means...
What I eat from you should be banned from me.
I want to stress that... But Rani, Shani, that means everything. The answer would be, if I just had Oka, it would only be two-sided. One's only Achila. The other one is even Hana.
The Gemara is going to talk about that later. That bug has survived. The Gemara talks about it. And the Gemara is bigger than the Rishayim. It's always a big thing. Everybody is mechavim to the Gemara, it feels like $1 million. When you mechavim to the Gemara's kasha, you don't feel like $1 million. The Gemara is much bigger than the Gemara. Talk to Gemara. Ava ama medani mecho shnei masurim. Now, middle of the rush. Inami, medani memcho means mekol v'kol. It means I'm totally separate from you. Shali shali shalach shalach. The Duresh, we got a problem. Because the Braisa says, it says Harizel Aser. It makes it a one-way street. The way we're learning now, with Adim Abchaz, a two-way street. Should have said Harailu Asurim. The answer is, Agav the boy Lemisni B'Sei B'Shani Yoichulach. Since in the end it wanted to say Shani Yoichulach, and there it's only a one-way street, Harizel Aser. So therefore it says Harizel Aser at the beginning, even though there both are Aser. The Gemara could have right away asked the question that the Gemara leaves for later, which is, why does Shmuel word it that you have to say Shani Eicholach? No, you don't have to say Shani Eicholach. Shmuel should say that the degree of Isser is different. He shouldn't say you have to say Shani Eicholach, even the Lahachmer Bar Shmuel. The Shaper Baruch Leim Masis and Kedlik Haman. The Gemara is going to end up asking this later on, meaning he could have asked it right away, but the Gemara tries different questions, and at the end of the day, it comes back to that question. If Shmuel is being machmer by Mudar de Mimcha, the wording should have been different. Not you have to say Shani Eicholach. No, you don't. If you say Shani Eicholach, it's more limited. That's what Shmuel should have said. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Kiha. The Amar Rabbi Yisi Bechanina. Mudar de Himach. Shneim Asurim. Rabbi Yisi Bechanina said that. If a guy says Mudani Himach, he means me and my property are banned from you and your property. And therefore the Isser is a two-way Isser. Dr. Gemara Vaita, Tanan. There's a Mishnah later on. Hareyuni Alecha Cherem. I am on you banned. Hamudar Asur. So if Shruvain tells Shimon, I am banned from you, Shimon is Asur. Abu Madar Lai. Hareyuni Alecha Cherem is like Mudani Himach. I am on you banned means you are banned from me, and I am banned from you. I am removed from you. Like the Rashi spoke out, Shlishal Yishalach Shalach. We are separate. And yet the Mishnah only goes one way there. Avo Madar Loi. But the Madar is not. So it's a Raya, not like we just said. In fact, this is a Kashon Rabbi Yisi B'Chanina. Rabbi Yisi B'Chanina said, both are Usher. The Mishnah says clearly, they're not both Usher. And for the Gemara, Loi. Yon the Parish Vato Loi Loi. The guy said, it's one way. He explained it. Hareini alecha cherem, but not you on me. But not, you're not a cherem from me. I'm just a one-way isser. Dr. Rashbam. Ava amadra mutra luzadach da'amet b'dayna mechlam. I'm sorry, I call it Rashbam because I'm learning Baba Basra and Daf. So I'm busy saying Rashbam. It's the Rash. Luzadach da'amet b'dayna mechlam. Ava gav da'lishna mashma leser atzma anichsa amudar. B'loi neser nechasa v'chaveroi. And even though the Lashon is mashma one way, but Shmuel just said, or Rabbi Yisi B'Chanina just said, that we go both ways. Even though the simple translation is the one way, he said, now here comes the Rush and adds a new part. What if the guy said, Hareini alecha cherem, and I mean one way, that I won't have pleasure from you? Just like the Gemara answers, that the person can say, Hareini alecha cherem, but I only mean that you can't have pleasure from me, but I have pleasure from you. That's what the Gemara said. He explains, ba'at alai lai. How about if he explains the other way? Hareini alecha cherem means I can't have pleasure from you, but you can have pleasure from me. Is that a valid explanation also? Meaning, the Gemara is answering that Hareini alecha cherem by itself would mean both ways. But the guy said, but not you, not me from you. How about if he says, not you from me? Dr. Rush. But if he says it the other way, loy, it wouldn't work. Why? Even though we're saying that if he didn't explain it, both are us, Mikol Mokum, Ikur Haloshim Mashma, Lesser Nechosav Al-Chaveri. The main translation of the word is that you're banning your property from him. And therefore, Elishanu Meforshim L'chumra, Lesser Gam Nechosav Al-Chaveri Alav. We're expanding the translation to mean both ways. Hani hide the parish v'atalai lai, so he nachmar alav. So the Atalai Lai is saying, take the simple translation, not the expanded translation. Avali Parash Valini Alechalai, Lehani Listra Halash Shastra Kar Nechasta Valchaverav. You can't change what you said. Hareini alecha chera means my property is banned from you. That's what it means. So now you're saying, I only mean you're forbidden from me. That's contradicting what you just said. Therefore, you can't do that. Again, if you say Hareini alecha chera, which is left by itself, we expand it to mean both ways. But if you say, and therefore if you say it only means my stuff for you, but not the other way, we accept it. But if you say the other way, I only mean you from me from you, but not you from me, that's contradicting the words you said. You can't contradict the simple translation. So that Achrayna asked, he can change his mind. Tesei Dibur. He says something, he can change his mind. So you're right. Hareini alecha chera means one way for sure. He changed his mind. He said, I don't mean that. So fine, it should be mutter. Don't say it doesn't work. So I'm going to bring a raya from here that the rush holds. This explanation doesn't have to happen to Hefzei Dibur. The guy can say, Hareini alecha chera, without adding any words. 10 minutes later, or a day later, he can come and say, I only meant me from him. Him from me, I mean. I only meant one way. And we'll accept that explanation, even though it's not said at the time of the Neder. If he doesn't come and explain it, we take the expanded translation. If he does come and explain it, we're willing to accept his translation at a later point. But that's why he can only explain it one way. If it would be Tarek Dibur means within 3 seconds, he can change his mind. The halacha is, unless certain things, there are 4 things that are excluded, everything else, if I do a business deal, within 3 seconds or 4 seconds, machlokes, I can change my mind. Everywhere. I can do by anything. There are 4 exceptions. Aveda Zara, blasphemy, kedushin, and gittin. Those 4 are not changeable. But everything else is changeable. So why can't he change his mind? So because the Rush doesn't consider that, the Achrayinim bring a raya, the name of the Achron is Nidre Zeruzin, that's the name of the Sefer, the Achrayinim bring a raya, that this explanation is acceptable later. This guy said, Hareini alecha chera. And then we meet him in the street and say, what did you mean? He said, I only meant it one way. We accept it if he says he didn't mean it, that he's asking from the other guy. Masha'inkin, if he says, I didn't mean that he's asking from me, we say that's a non-valid explanation. We can't accept it. But if he did it right away, he's allowed to change his mind. So he changes his mind. Yes?
Does anyone explain that this is a problem, saying explanation, not contradiction, this is a problem in someone understanding what I meant, and that anytime you say something, you translate the semantic concept in your mind into the words themselves. And it could be that you mistranslated yourself, and you're clarifying that, as opposed to changing your mind, where the semantic content was one thing, and now I'm saying I'm going to do something, I'm going to change
it. I'm not 100% sure what you mean, but if I did understand you...
The problem of someone understanding what I said, not in what I said.
I understand what you're saying. I think I understand what you're saying. But again, the Gemara, there's a Mishnah later on that says that I am allowed to explain my words in any valid explanation. But I can't explain my words in something that it's not included in the words. I have no way of changing the words. I can explain words. So, Hareini alecha chera has 2 explanations. It doesn't have a 3rd one. It's not part of the words. So you can't come along and say, that's what I meant. I'm sorry. That's not what the word said. We listen to you, not to your
interior.
Right. I hope I answered your question.
Very, very good.
Yes.
I'm not sure I got this, so I apologize for the question.
No, you never have to apologize for a question.
You are also listening to have one off for me. Is he also?
Yeah.
But look down the chasm, and he walks into school. He's not allowed to listen to me.
Listening is not, what do you mean? I mean, listening to me sing. So that gets involved. Is that called, what is called pleasure? You're asking a good question. Lemashal, the Gemara says, I'm allowed to blow shayfer for him. Because mitzvah is not called a pleasure. So I don't know if listening to a beautiful davening is called a pleasure. I mean, I don't know if that's called mitzvah or not. I don't know.
The other than mitzvah, the person says, you
and
I have pleasure made. And the guy can't, the second person can't say, I don't accept that.
No, he cannot. That was what Harvey asked.
That's what I thought he asked.
Yeah, Harvey asked that. And the answer is, you can control you and your things. And therefore, you can ban him from you. I can say, I don't want you using my safer. I don't want you eating my food. I don't want you stepping on my grass.
Is that different than saying, my stuff is awesome to you?
That's the same thing.
That's a lesson of...
But you can say, my pleasure is austere in you.
That's the lesson of the Doran Coos. Once he shot that, your stuff, my stuff is austere to you, if he would go, oh yeah, guess what? I'm going to do the same thing to you. Then you have a little seat over there. No?
Maybe.
I mean, maybe. That's the common thing. You don't lend me your animal, I'm not lending you mine.
You're right. I can get really involved now, but I don't think we're learning the whole lesson of the
Z-Cut. So, therefore,
there's a Machlokes Rishayim based on a Gemara in Yuma. There's a Machlokes Rishayim. Somebody punches you, and therefore you want to take revenge. Is it an Itzra of Lissikot? Some Rishayim learn, based on the Gemara Yuma, that it's only by monetary things. If he doesn't lend you something, you're not allowed to take revenge. But if he physically hurts you, you're allowed to take revenge. The Rambam and the Chinuch Paska not that way. They say even by physical things. There's a Kasha from a Gemara Yuma, and the Achronim give Terutzim. So the Chavetz Chaim, in the Kershaloshin, brings this Machlokes Rishayim. And he says, at the end of the day, it's Machlokes Rishayim on a Deraisa. So you have to be Machmer. So, I don't know whether banning a guy and using property is a monetary thing. You can look at it that way. You can say you're hurting him by banning him from something. Not that you're not lending him something. You're banning him from something. I don't know, is that a Tsar Hagoth? Was that Tsar Maman? I would have maybe guessed it's Tsar Maman, and then you're 100% right. It would be Lysikot. But if it's a Tsar Agov, it would depend on the Machlokes Rishayim. That's what I meant in my answer. Even the Rishayim that answer by Tsar Agov say it's only afterwards. But in the heat of the moment, if somebody punches you and you punch him back, it's not in the coming. It's called protection. Zog Gemara. Tanan. I'm sorry. Then the Brayer Mishnah says, Atalecher Rimhanay Deras Aramudulai. Again, you're a me band. It only bans you, but not him. According to Shmuel, to ban both. But the Gemara and the Parash on the Aloch Loch. Again, he explained that it goes the other way too. I'm sorry, that it doesn't go the other way. Dr. Rush, Atalachem, I know the Rosser. Abamutamutta, Vachanam, Avalahakam, Atvan, Atskalachem. It's gone both ways. Period. Frank the Gemara, Avalstamamai. What would be if you didn't explain it? Shneim Asurim. I'm going to cut his safer. That same Mishnah says, Hareni Alechav Atalai, Shneim Asurim. If you go both ways, they're both Asur. Hadeinu the Shneim Asurim. That's when both are Asur. If you're right, then without explanation, it means both ways. Why did the Mishnah at the end say, if you say it both ways, both are usher? Even if you say it one way, you don't explain it both are usher. Zakt the Rush. But the Tani say, Vareni Alech about to lie, Shneim Asur Mastama. The Shayach Hochalu Brirish time at the Parish Vatalai Lawyer Nechaloi. Hastama Nasta Koimer, Hareni Alech about to lie. You can't say that the Mishnah means it's like you said it both ways, not that you actually said it both ways. The Mishnah never said that he only said it one way. You were adding those words. So you can't come along and say the Mishnah says, and if you didn't explain it, the Mishnah never talked about explanation. So obviously the Mishnah means you have to say it both ways. And for the Gemara, Ella Hachi Yibad Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Chanina, Mudra Ani Lach Shnei Matsurim, Mudar Ani Heimach Hu Asur V'Chaveri Mutter. There's a difference between Lach and Heimach. If it's Mudar Ani Heimach, it's one way. If it's Mudar Ani Lach, that's a more inclusive interpretation of words. That means both ways. So there was a Mishnah is talking about when he said, Mudarni, even though it says Harenya Lecha Cherim, we're translating that like Mudarni Hemach. And when he says Mudarni Lach, that's when Rabbi Yossi Ben Chanina said that it goes both ways. Now, the truth is, the Gemara could have asked that that's not the words of Harenya Lecha, doesn't sound like Mudarni Hemach. It sounds more like Mudarni Lach, and yet it says only one way. But the Gemara has other questions. So the Gemara goes to other questions and doesn't deal with this question. Dr. Gemara. Frank the Gemara. But Masnissim Dictani Hemach, the Mishnah says Hemach, which means both ways, according to what we just answered. Which means one way. And still, but you answered that Madani Amach would be two ways. But now you're saying that Madani Amach is only one way. So back to Shmuel. So why did he say that you have to say Shani Echolach? Zuck Rosh. First we ask Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Chanina v'Shani, v'adesu parak v'Shmuel. Then we ask on Shmuel. Zucked the, okay, I'm going to have to come back to this. I'm thinking we're going to stop here at the Shredish today. Right. What time do we usually stop at the Shredish? 40. 40, so then we have more questions. So, let's just read the Gemara again, because this Rosh is a little bit, it goes on the Girsa. Again, Frank the Gemara, V'masnissin d'tani heimach, v'kim lu l'masnissin l'shmuh b'kum ha'shay ma'an itayim l'ach ha'li tzayich l'ach u'dasar, v'chaver mutar. Av mudani heimach, shnei masura. Right? Tzmashma from the Mishnah, Shmuh saying, mudani heimach goes both ways. And Rav Yitzchak Ben Chanina, and we just said the Mudarni Hemach does not go both ways. And for the Gemara, Elmi Kar de Shmuel Hachi Yemar. This is what Shmuel said. Time Adamash Ani Eichelach Shani Time Loch Hu Dein Hu Asra Ela Bachila. Ha Mudarni Memocha Asra Bana. We're changing Shmuel's words, and we're saying exactly what Shmuel meant to say. Not that it goes both ways. We're finished with the both ways. Mudarni Hemach does not go both ways. But what we're saying is, that if he said Mudani Memcha, it means Hanah. Somebody mentioned this at the beginning of this year. I believe it was Rabbi Cohn, Hakayan Hakazel. He said, why doesn't the Gemara say Mudani Memcha doesn't mean food, it means everything? That's exactly what the Gemara is translating Shmuel to mean now. Shmuel is saying, if you want it only to mean food, you have to say Shani Echolach Shani Taimlach. If you don't say Shani Echolach Shani Taimlach, it would be more inclusive. It would be pleasure as well. That's a new chat in Shmuel. It only goes one way. We don't say the two-way thing anymore. It only goes one way. But what is included in that one way? If you say Shani Eichelach, Shani Taimlach, it includes only food. And if you say, if you don't say Shani Eichelach, Shani Taimlach, it's more inclusive. That's our chat in Shmuel now. We're not finished yet, but that's our chat in Shmuel now. We will stop here today. We'll continue with Shmuel tomorrow.